envision three female attorneys coming together to have our voices heard. Each of us would have different opinions, different passions, different backgrounds, and different views. Although we are different and unique, we are able to come together to discuss our experiences, navigating through the legal profession and this thing called life. Now, the vision has come alive, and we invite you each and every week to listen to us as we talk about what's trending in the news and our legal insights. Tackle real life issues that affect not only us as attorneys, but us as women of color. Disclaimer: this podcast is intended to provide entertainment and general information. The information provided and the views given are not intended to constitute legal advice and should not be relied upon as legal representation. All views expressed on this podcast are our own and do not represent the opinions of any entity whatsoever we are affiliated with now or will be affiliated with in the future. Hey guys, welcome back. Hope everybody had a good week and everything. This is your girl Brandy to my left.
Hey guys, it's Taria. I'm slow today. Hey guys.
To my right.
Hi guys, it's Sam Frazier.
So today we will be talking about, okay, y'all know the holidays approaching. We just got through Thanksgiving. Now we about to go through Christmas. Listen, Sam and I, we do this on a regular basis.
I do not.
Y'all pray for us.
So listen, this is the episode. I need you to know your child support and custody order. That's what we're talking about today. We're going into family law. We've been fighting it. We've been trying, but we've been getting too many calls, complaints, in nonsense. So we're going to help y'all out a little bit. But before we get started, we got a really good clip from the Tyler Perry movie, Why Did I Get Married? And we're going to show y'all what some of y'all, how some of y'all act
during the holidays.
I know you did not bring this trick up into my house.
So don't call our house or come by my job unless it's got something to do with the kids. We're done. Now I have to have a relationship with you because of them. And that is it. So if it ain't got nothing to do with the kids, don't you call me. And I'm going to tell you this one time. You better stop talking to my kids about her. Do you understand me?
So that's what y'all be doing over the holidays. That's what some of y'all be doing when y'all go pick up your kids. You over there dogging out the new girlfriend or the new boyfriend or the new wife or the new husband. Listen, that ain't your business. As long as your kids are taken care of, don't worry about that.
And you know what bothered me with that clip, though?
What?
First off, don't bring your wife to pick up your kids from your baby mama house if you know that she is going to cut up like that. Pick up your kids. Damn. And then two, stop answering the phone when she's talking about nonsense. If it's not about my kids, holler at you. No response is necessary.
Well, and I think a few more seconds, the kids end up coming out.
Yeah.
And so are your kids seeing this foolishness?
You act a fool. Oh, they definitely seeing you act
a
fool.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, since we have all kinds of thoughts and feelings about it, we're going to go into co-parenting. Co-parenting during the holidays.
And beyond.
Yes, and beyond. We're going to start with the holidays. Because y'all don't know how to act. Some of y'all don't know how to act. So, we're going to start with the holidays. And then we're going to go on, roll it into 2020, which you need to do. I want you to keep that same good energy into 2020.
Yes. Yes.
Keep that same good energy. So basically, co-parenting, like we said, know your child support order. First thing I want everybody to do who is under an OAG order, or if you're divorced, you got a final decree, y'all put your own orders together,
or
an
you
agreement.
Have a suit affecting a parent-child relationship, yes. You got a modification. If you have anything that the judge has signed.
Yes. I need you to read that.
Mm-hmm.
In detail. It makes sense. You might not think it makes sense. It really does make sense.
Right.
So, when it says pick up your child, matter of fact, Sam, I'm going to dare for you. You've been doing family law way more than me. So, I'm going to let you start with co-parenting.
Okay. So, here are my tips for co-parenting. One, communication. Okay. First, for those that don't have orders, if you need an order, you need to understand a few things. if you show up on Thanksgiving or at the school, depending upon what you guys have agreed to, because you don't have orders, and she denies you access, do not call the lawyer on the weekend thinking that you're going to get some relief on Monday because you don't have any orders. You need to file a lawsuit, either a suit affecting the parent-child relationship, maybe it's divorce if you've just had enough, or if you have an order and you that order is not working for you, you do not agree with how the possession and access order is written, then you need to do a modification. That doesn't happen overnight, okay? So if you say, she told me on Tuesday and Christmas is on Thursday, you probably going to have to sit out that Christmas. Now, we can get you some makeup time later on.
But also document that.
Document. And then also with co-parenting, when I say communication, do not just show up at, unless you have an order and you guys have an understanding, like, I'm to pick up from the school at 6. Pick up from the school when school is dismissed. I'm drop off at 6 p.m. If you have that order, follow the order. You cannot enforce something if you're not following it. So what does that mean? If I have an order that says pick up from the school when school is dismissed to pick up the child, if y'all have been exchanging at Golden Corral or at Walmart or at McDonald's, then when she gets to McDonald's this time or he gets to McDonald's this time and he doesn't want to exchange, but your order says you're supposed to pick up at the school, you can only enforce an order where you have exercised as it is written. So make sure you're following your order. And then make sure you are communicating. I am heading to the school. Where are you? I think it's always great to communicate in advance so that you can, even if they're not going to follow it, you have a record saying, I told her I was on my way. She knew I was coming, or he knew I was coming. So therefore, everyone can know what's going on. We need more communication.
I have questions.
Okay.
Disclaimer, I do not handle anything that happens in the family courts. So I am just like people out there, right? So here are all my questions. This order, if a parent does not have an order, shouldn't either one of those parents be able to go and pick up that kid from the schoolhouse?
Whenever they get ready.
But we also want to make sure both of our parents are on the pick up and drop off list. Yes. I also recommend, without going too far, letting the school know, especially if you're in the middle of a divorce or if you are not married to this person, going into the school in advance, introducing yourself, letting them know, I am the father or the mother of such and such. I will be picking up the child. You can send me notices when we have early dismissal, things like that, so that it doesn't become like where one the school only knows one parent and then they don't know the other parent. So that way, if something like that does happen, you don't have any orders in place in another parent, the school will call you and say such and such picked up such and such.
So let's talk about that. Let's take a step backwards. So for those of you that don't have orders, y'all both have equal rights. So let's make that clear. Y'all have the same equal rights. So if it's December, kids get out December 20 or December 19th at, say, 6 p.m. or 3 p.m. and say the father goes pick up the child and wants the child for Christmas. Mother, he can do that because y'all have no orders in place. No judge has signed an order. There is no agreement.
So I can't call the police and say that he kidnapped my child?
No, cannot call the police and say he kidnapped the child. If that father wants to take the child to grandmama at his mother, grandmama house in Louisiana, and you have no orders in place, he can do that.
But what if he doesn't bring him back?
He can do that. He has the right to do that. He has the right to keep that child. However, because there are no orders in place, please understand that if you have no orders in place, meaning a judge has not signed anything, an agreement that is notarized between you two is not going
to
work.
But let me say this. Hold on to the people who's like, oh, I can go pick up my baby and I ain't got to bring him back. That parent can go file for orders.
Yes.
if the court finds out that you are hiding, secreting the child.
Yes.
Or that you will not allow, bring the child back, and you know that that parent is primary parent. You know that child go, that parent goes to all the doctor's visits. That parent is the parent that goes to all the teacher's conferences, and you are withholding that child. You may not have orders now, but baby, when we get in that courtroom, you're going to have to answer to that judge about why you are keeping this child away from the other parent. So don't play those willy foo foo games, okay? If you have a right to go pick up your child, but don't do all that, I'm not bringing them back, I'm going to take them to Louisiana and I'm going to enroll them in school in Louisiana. Don't do all that.
So when should a custodial parent?
Yes,
very good. Okay, we're learning together. We're gonna walk this journey together.
And let's explain that too. So, custodial parent is the one that designates a primary resident. That's usually, like, for a better term, fellas, don't get mad at me, but sometimes the mother, usually the custodial parent's mother.
I disagree.
No, I mean, and that's why I said, like, for a better term, just to make it easier in layman's terms. But a custodial parent is the one that has, like, the primary right to designate the child. They have, like, the, I would say, a little bit more rights than the other parent. The non-custodial parent is the one that has the possession and access. Like, they got the first, third, and fifth weekends.
Well, okay. Sorry, I used the wrong term. It wasn't time yet. All right. So, Joe and Sue have a kid.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. They're not together for whatever reason, divorced or they never married, right. Whatever. When should Joe and Sue put orders in place?
As soon as they separated, in my opinion.
Joe should have probably put in orders before he separated.
So if,
but since he did.
If let's say they're not married.
Yeah.
So then Joe need to go to the attorney general's office.
Like as soon as the baby's born?
So here is my suggestion. Sooner than later is good, only because I know a lot of people who you get along till you don't get along.
Right.
And so what happens is Joe and Sue, we got this co-parenting thing down. We're good. Then Joe gets a girlfriend.
Yes.
Now Sue doesn't want, let's call the girlfriend Megan.
Oh, Megan.
Now Sue doesn't want Megan around her child because I don't know her. I don't know. She could be anything. So now Sue won't let Joe pick up his child. Because why? Because now he's with Megan. And I don't want Megan around my child. So now you go down this rabbit trail of, well, you can pick him up when I say you can pick him up. Or you can go get him when I say you can go get him. And I just don't believe in subscribing to those things. I believe that both parents should be able to see their child, and it should not be over one parent's discretion.
I agree.
Okay, so we're walking, guys. We're making down the street. Joe and Sue. Joe has good friends on the family court side.
Yeah.
And so he puts an order in place up front. So baby comes out, maybe he has the order in place at 3 months. But Joe and Sue are still together. As long as there's an order there.
What do you mean together?
Are they living together?
Can they live together and
no.
have an order?
Yeah, they can.
But it's not going to be...
Well, so that's my question. So let's say he goes and puts an order in
place. You
know
what? I'm thinking of child support.
Right.
Sorry.
Well, I was going to say, if he puts an order in place just in case it doesn't work, can that order stay there even if they're not practicing by the order? Can it still be effective?
It's still effective. But see, the issue with that is that when you have two couples who... The order, first of all, most orders, unless you have a custom order, a standard possession order will typically say the parties can mutually agree mm-hmm. to anything they want to. If you don't want to follow the order, if you have an order in place, and let's say the order says Joe gets Thanksgiving, but Sue's actually like, you know what? I'm going to let you have Thanksgiving. I actually want Christmas. Joe says, cool. Everything's smooth. The problem is when you haven't been following the orders.
Yes.
And then Sue says, actually, I know I told you you could have Thanksgiving.
But since Megan is here.
Yes. But since you and Megan decided that you want to celebrate Thanksgiving together, I think I'll take my Thanksgiving back.
Do you have to renew your orders?
No, they do not expire. However, I will say that it's always good to review your order to make sure it is valid.
Because you can get a modification.
Because you can modify. For example, a lot of people do things like for a little baby or for a child under three, and they may not have, that may not work for a child who is now 10, far as the pickup and exchange, the drop-offs, you know. So you always want to review your order, and then you always want to review it because child support may change. Joe may have had a really good job, and then Joe may have gotten laid off. Joe may have gotten on drugs. Joe or Sue may have gotten, whoever's ordered to pay child support may have, their income may have changed. The child's needs may have changed.
So even though it's super hot outside right now, I'm taking us down the street, guys. We're turning a corner here. Even though it's hot outside, we know it's on Post Oak, all the lights are out, so I think it's the holidays. In this order, are there specific spots for Thanksgiving? You know,
what do you mean that, specific spots? Like the drop off and pick off, or pick up,
or does it address it that says like Sue gets Johnny on Thanksgiving Day, but Joe can get Johnny on Black Friday?
So the order is very specific when it comes, it's the standard possession. Now, that can be customized. You can put that, you can customize that if you want to. But the standard possession under the Texas law basically states that, first of all, you get odd and even years. So the non-custodial parent will get Thanksgiving, but he'll get like at,
when like, the child school's is dismissed.
At, yeah, at 6 p.m. the day before, whenever they close the school. At 6 p.m. the day before, and keeps them till that Sunday right before school starts. So if they get out on Monday.
So the week of Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Yes. They get the entire week.
The entire week. And that rotates. So non-custodial parent will get it the odd years. And then in the even years, the custodial parent will get Thanksgiving. So like we're in 2019. Non-custodial will get, am I saying? Yeah. Non-custodial parent will get the child for Thanksgiving this year. Next year, the custodial parent would get the child for Thanksgiving.
Unless you have a, unless you've agreed.
Right.
Because
unless you agree.
I don't typically operate in non-custodial, custodial, because some typically we have the parties agree. And so whoever wants Thanksgiving, typically you're going to get the second half of Christmas, which means December 28th at noon until the child returns to school. If you didn't get Thanksgiving, then you get the first half. So when the school is dismissed, up until December 28th at noon.
So even though these orders are in place for your non-custodial or custodial, or if y'all have a good communication, is there a way for, let's say Joe and Sue, they Megan's gone. He got him a Jennifer, and Jennifer has her act together.
Right.
And so now they're back.
Yeah.
Can Joe and Sue say, listen, I know Sue has the week of Christmas, but I still want to see him on Christmas. Is that a, can he?
As
be
long
to
as
see
he
him?
Agrees.
Yeah. Right. It's all about agreement.
It's all about co-parenting.
Yeah.
And agreeing. Again, you can reach any agreements that you want to, as long as both parties mutually agree.
I
However,
love that word.
You typically
don't get that.
Wouldn't have an order if you could always agree. Now, some people do a very good job, but typically parties don't always agree. And so this is to assist when you do not.
And like, and I, to piggyback on it, like you said, you're right. I would say get an order if you agree 1,000%. Still get an order.
You get it
because,
in writing.
Yeah, because at one moment, somebody gonna get mad. You just, you don't know. Somebody may get mad. Always get an order up front. And like you said, and you have a blueprint, you have a starting point. Now, whatever you do outside that order, that's fine. It's like you said, mutually agree, but get an order. It runs into the fact that when you don't have an order and you're trying to knock on somebody's door and be like, oh, you have my child and not returning, can't really help you too. I mean, you know, you're going to have to get an order.
Brandy, now what do I do if I have an order but the parent is not agreeing to follow the order? So I was supposed to get Thanksgiving. I go to the school. Mom or dad has already withdrawn the child for the day and will not, they've gone out of town. They're so gonna do their Thanksgiving. I don't care what the order
says. Have you communicated? Have you sent a text and say where my child at?
I sent my text.
And you know, did you call and say where my child at?
I called. They won't answer. Send they me won't the voicemail. Even do nothing.
So what I, you know, I'm actually dealing with some of the cases right now in that aspect. So what I would do is I'm going to tell you to file a writ of habeas to get you get your child back, a petition for a writ of habeas corpus. And I would love to tell y'all what that fancy word means. Basically, just like we're going to say return the child back. Like, what is it? Return the body or something? So I would say you can file a petition for a habeas corpus. The good thing about it is if you are the custodial parent and you have your child support order, you have superior right. That's all you have to prove to the court, that you have the superior right for you to have the child. So I will file a petition with the court as soon as possible. It usually, in a perfect world, it takes within 10 to 14 days to get a hearing on it. It's very quickly. When you file that petition, you will also attach your child support order and custody order that you have from the OAG's office, or if it's in a divorce decree. You can attach it as your Exhibit A. Certified copy would be great. File it with the court. Ask for a hearing date. And then you can, in the hearing date, when you ask for a hearing date, notice of you would ask for a notice of hearing with the hearing date. It was specifically saying once that party gets served, the non-custodial gets served, say you have to bring the child to court on this day. Bring the child to court. And you would have to tell the child why you took the child outside of a court order.
Okay.
I have a lot of questions.
Now, me and Brandy would differ on this. I think it depends. If you have taken the child and you're refusing to return the child. So let's say the parent took the child Thanksgiving and enrolled the child in Dallas. I would probably file a writ of habeas. Let's say that the parent took the child and then she just decided she was going to do, or he was going to do, whatever he wants to do for Thanksgiving break and brought the child back.
So I wouldn't do a habeas then.
I would probably file a motion for enforcement.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
And I would ask for makeup time for the time that I lost for Thanksgiving. Meaning that I'm not saying the writ of habeas is you never brought the child back, but you took up my time that was in my court order. And so I want that time back. And so I would ask the court to enforce the order that was in place, meaning give me my makeup time, and added bonus, I want you to pay my attorney's fees because I had to file this enforcement. And so typically you can get attorney's fees paid for at the end if you're granted, if your enforcement is granted. However, what I remind you, in order to file an enforcement, you have to follow the order exactly to the T. So if it says pick up at the school, then you need to be at the school. Even if she told you, I'm already on I-45 and I'm headed to Dallas and I'm not coming back, you still need to be at the school. And then you need to call the police so you can get a record saying I was here, or have the school give you a little note or something saying you were there. Some people suggest going to the gas station close by, buying something, because it has a time stamp on the receipt. So you can show, hey, I was here, I tried to enforce, and they would not allow for me to enforce. I mean, to exercise my visitation. I'm sorry. I tried to exercise my visitation, and they would not allow me to do so.
So you got questions.
One, you've been using a term that OAG.
Oh, Office of the Attorney General. I'm sorry. That is my fault. That's my laziness. But OAG equals the Office of the Attorney General.
Guys, I'm still here for you. We're going to learn this together. Two, I do not like the fact that you slyly said it. You were like, well, you know, I'll file some paperwork. It'll take about 10 to 14 days.
Unfortunately. And then you run into the holidays, so it's probably going to be longer.
So I'm fighting first over here. So you got to tell me that somebody took my kid all of Thanksgiving and it was in the order.
Yeah.
And now I got to wait 10 to 14 days.
Yes.
Maybe if you're trying to get a writ, what a motion for enforcement might be longer depending on the court schedule.
And if I'm tracking the story right, if I was supposed to have Thanksgiving, he was supposed to have Christmas. If I don't win that hearing, are you saying that I still might not have them for Christmas?
No, you're still going to get your time for, well, wait a minute, who has Christmas again?
So, go back to my scenario.
Yeah, it's like, let's go back. Who has
So,
who?
Joe and Sue. Sue was supposed to have Thanksgiving, but Joe instead came pick the kid up and went on for Thanksgiving. Yeah. Sue's upset. Sue calls attorney Anita to help her out. And attorney Anita says it's going to take us about 10 to 14 days to file the paperwork and get a hearing. What if Judge Joe says, no, I don't get Christmas. Sue doesn't get Christmas.
Well, if she does a writ, well, if she decides to do a writ, she would probably, and this is, there's no guarantees, disclaimer, no guarantees. As long as she has superior rights, the judge may not say no. And then she can also ask for her makeup time.
And this is a better option than Sue just going herself.
Now, so, she can go get a child.
To collect the child.
Okay, so, but here's the thing, too, is that you can also modify. So if your enforcement does not get granted for whatever reason, which I would want to know why my enforcement would not get granted. But if,
especially if you have a superior right,
if you, or if you just have an order that that says that, and you could show that this person did not follow the order, then my suggestion would be to modify that your order that you have in place, which is different. And I would put on evidence to the court that this person is has an inability to co-parent because they do not follow the order. So if you're not following the orders, then maybe you need the judge to reconsider what your orders are. So maybe if you don't know how to turn the child over for Thanksgiving, maybe you shouldn't have Thanksgiving. Maybe,
or you might need the Black Friday.
Yeah, or maybe you need some help. Maybe you need to go back to a step up or some sort of supervised visitation until you can co-parent correctly with the parent and follow the orders that are in place. Because nothing pisses the judge off more than if they have issued orders and you are just willingly not following that.
Disrespecting the court.
So here's my question. It's December 5th.
Mm-hmm.
Joe and Sue are watching our episode and they're like, you know what? I saw the way you looked at that Jennifer girl, the waitress. I'm not feeling right. I just don't think this is going to work. Do they have enough time to get an order in place?
Not
December 5th?
No.
Not an order, but maybe temporary orders.
Yeah.
So
Do they even have time for temporary orders? Because it depends December 5th, because, you know, it depends on the court.
It depends on the court's docket. But yeah. I would suggest, at the very least, if you need just some orders in place, filing a petition asking for temporary restraining orders and then asking for a temporary orders hearing, which is orders that just carry you in until you can get a final order in place. So once you file your petition, if you say, you know what, I think Joe is really going to try to pull some stuff and I need some orders in place. So you can file a petition with the temporary restraining order, which will at least keep him from secreting the child, keep him from hiding the child. Enrolling the child in a different school, mm-hmm. until you can get before a judge. But you have to be realistic that the family courts are not police officers. This is not they're not the first responders to these sort of issues. Meaning, if you believe your child's in immediate danger, or if you believe that something is going to occur, sometimes you may not. You may not need to wait till the courthouse. Maybe you need to call the police. Now, if it's just a order combat, like you supposed to turn my child over, typically police officers are not going to get involved in domestic issues.
And they will tell you that. They will definitely say that. They will tell you to take it up in the courts or call a lawyer.
Yes.
So even if you have waving your order in your hand, I got my order.
This is what it says. It says
they're gonna say this is a domestic issue. They do not handle that.
So can Joe and Sue file these papers by themselves, this order?
Yeah, so you can. This is one of my favorite websites. This has helped pro se lawyers. Now, of course, you know,
it's my
least
favorite website.
Of course, you know, as lawyers, we're gonna say definitely always, always, always seek a lawyer. But if you choose not to and you wanna do it yourself, then you can go to this website called www.texaslawhelp.org. And this is a great website. It was created by lawyers. We're going to pull up the link. Yeah, just scroll on up and down. keeps it wrong. So where it says family, divorce, and children, if you click on that arrow, there is a drop box. And it talks about what you can do. Child custody and visitation, child support and medical support. It goes into details. They have forms, documentation, question and answer section. It gives you great detail. If you already have an order, what to do if you want to modify, if you want to do an enforcement, it goes really good in detail. It's a great start. It also has other stuff about divorce, protective orders, things like that.
And I will say with this, do not call my office asking me how to complete these forms. Lawyers, we do not use those forms. I am not familiar with those forms. The only time I see those forms is when a per se person has completed those forms. And typically, they are completed incorrectly. And so, therefore, I do not like that website. But if you cannot afford a lawyer, it is a good resource.
Yeah, so pro se is you're representing yourself.
So if you cannot afford a lawyer, you do not have any money, there you can either call some different resources that assist those who cannot afford a lawyer in the Harris County, Fort Bend area, you know, Harris County, all the contiguous areas, or you can go to their website, TexasLawHelp.org.
Brandy, now I have a question now. Okay. What if the person hasn't paid child support? Can I then not let them see their child?
Girl, no. Please.
Why not?
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about
why
that.
Why not?
Let's go into child support. No, 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 and no. Just because you ain't paying child support, that man or woman can see still see their child. They don't go together. Child support is one. Custody and visitation is separate. They are not. They don't go to. No. No.
No.
No. No, no.
That's
no,
another
no,
thing.
No.
That's another thing.
I feel like I'm passing law school right now in this family law. Okay, I'm coming, guys. We're building here. Isn't child support and the custody agreements on the same order?
Yeah, they are on the same order. It's a lot of stuff on the same order, but you cannot.
Y'all are confusing.
Well, the best way that I can explain it is your child is not a ride.
It's not your meal ticket.
They do not have to pay to play. Okay, there are resources and other avenues that are in place if the person's not paying child support. It's called enforcement.
Yes.
You can enforce child support. You can ask that person to be put in jail. You can ask that person
The passport to be taken away.
For the passport.
We can garnish a bank account.
Yep.
Tax returns.
Yes.
Everything.
There are several different tools and avenues. Texas does not play when it comes to non-payment of child support. However, if you do not allow for that person to see their child, they can file an enforcement against you. There are two separate issues. So stop all that.
I have issues with this one. I'm going to bring up new people. Her name is Grace.
Okay.
Grace feels like, why should Dante?
She got aggressive with Dante.
Because I feel Grace's pain. Why should Dante get to take my kid for Christmas when Dante hasn't paid child support and now I'm struggling to get Christmas presents for my child?
Why does that matter? Dante wants to be in his child's life. Dante want to see his child. Dante want to spend time with his child.
Well, because one night, what was her name?
Grace. Let's say that.
Said Dante.
Say it with your chest.
Was looking good. At least for a night.
At least for
one night. Or maybe in the morning. We don't know.
Hey.
And Grace.
Yes.
Thought that it was a good idea.
He bought her one drink.
Or maybe two.
Maybe two.
That she was going to. Okay. But that she was going to have a child with Dante. And when she made that decision, the state of Texas
said
that both of these parents have parental rights.
Yeah.
And should have access to see their child.
Well,
and unfortunately for Grace, the Texas Family Code doesn't say you have to buy Christmas presents to see your child.
Right, because the Family Code states that the money don't always go to toys.
Okay, so maybe Grace can't afford Christmas that year. Maybe Grace should let him go with Dante this Christmas because she can't buy no presents, maybe. I don't know. But she does have remedies that she can enforce child support against him. But unfortunately, one of those remedies is not withholding the child.
And usually, too, like, on, and we're playing, we cutting up or whatever. Let these...
Grace is a real person.
I'm just saying, my thing is, stop being bitter because he's not paying child support. If he's not paying if he or she is not paying child support because they don't want to, yes, utilize the remedies. Go to the court. Y'all might say, oh, they not trying to help me. No, they really are. Use an enforcement. Get a motion to, you can go to the attorney general's office. You can ask for a confirmation of arrears and get a judgment against that child support that has not been paid. But don't let a mother or a father to stop seeing their child because they cannot pay. And, don't do that.
And what I will also I love to remind my clients, both male and female, is that never once in my lifetime have I met a child who has been a child of divorce or their parents weren't married and they grow up as adults and they say, when their parents pass away or they get older, you know what I really enjoyed in childhood? Spending time with my child support. Thank you for paying all that child support.
On time or not on time.
It really shaped me into the man that or woman that I am today. No. Kids are shaped by spending time with both parents if they're available. Now, sometimes you have parents who do not, unfortunately, want to be a part of their child's lives. And for that is unfortunate. But for those that do, don't make it hard on these individuals, because in the long run, your child is going to appreciate that dad and mom were able to sit at the school play together. They're going to remember that. They're going to remember dad and mom were able to come to graduation together without fighting or arguing or getting into it. These are moments that your children will appreciate, because every child, they may not want their parents to be together, but every child wants to be able to not have to be in the middle of their parents' BS. So don't put your kids in the middle of that stuff.
Any more questions? Are we walking? We're still walking?
Yeah, I feel like we're doing real good. We're like on...
And we're walking.
We're walking down the street. We're feeling confident. Before we start this, I was not confident at all. I can help anybody. I was going to say, don't call my phone. But now I believe I'm able to help people.
One,
with custody. If you wrote it on a piece of paper, read that piece of paper. If you're unsure what that piece of paper says, go find someone that can read that piece of paper for you. Before you go to that schoolhouse and pick up Johnny or Susu or Gigi, Lily, whatever you want to call them today, read the piece of paper.
Right.
And see.
And make sure the judge signed it.
Just because your grandmother wants to see her on Thanksgiving, she might not be able to. There's this really great thing that happens now. It's FaceTime.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know what Samsung has. Do you have FaceTime?
I have iPhone.
I don't know what
y'all have. I use Facebook Messenger.
Oh, I'm saying I have
Facebook
iPhone.
Messenger. Your grandmother can still see your kid.
You can do it through WhatsApp.
Just don't go take your kid away.
Unless you have an agreement.
But if you don't have an agreement.
Yeah, if you don't, follow what you got.
Granny's going to have to wait.
Until Christmas.
And I will just say, don't wait till the last minute to start reading this order. If you know that your family gets together and it's a big thing on Thanksgiving or Christmas, start in advance. That way you can start getting a taste for whether this person is going to be difficult and maybe I need to go ahead and file some stuff or work on filing some stuff, then waiting till it's Friday at noon and calling an attorney talking about, well, she didn't took the child.
Friday noon is right before Christmas holidays. Ain't nobody working.
Yeah. I have another question.
The judges probably aren't even there.
I think dead week starts December 20th or something.
I will say, though, guys, in the civil courts, we're always there for you.
Yeah. Y'all got dead week, too.
Y'all do, too.
what if I can't find, well, I don't have any kids. I'm looking. I like long walks in the museums.
to get a custody order.
And long walks to the bank.
Yeah, what if you can't, what if Dante or Grace or Joe or Sue cannot locate the order that they signed years ago?
They can order one through the district clerk website. So mm-hmm. they go to the county where they went to court at, and they get their cause number, they give them their name, and they can order certified copy. And I recommend everyone have a certified copy yes. of their order with them. Just like where you would put your will or where you would put your important documents, I recommend that you put that order.
And what's the difference in the certified versus a regular copy?
Well, the regular copy, if you print it, is going to have a big
watermark on it.
Yeah, it's watermark. And usually the courts don't accept that. We will keep it typically in our files.
Yeah.
But a certified copy, I guess, like for better word, makes it more legit.
Yeah, and then also sometimes you will run into police officers who yeah. will enforce that order, and they need the certified copy with the judge's signature.
Yeah. And also, too, even if you don't order the certified copy right away, if you have access to, like, online, you can go to the internet, you can go to the library or something, go online, type in. If you're in Harris County, for instance, just type in Harris County District Clerk's website.
They need a login. We can do that.
No, I think they can still search. There's a way, because there's okay. some people I know that can still search. Yes.
They might not be able to see everything.
No, okay. not everything, but they can do, like, a little search for, okay. like, for small things, because yeah. I think you can also do it with like Fort Bend County, or even if you're in Dallas County. You know, shout out to my Dallas people, but you can try to do that. But if not, then just go to your courthouse. You know where you file. Just go to the district clerk's office at the courthouse and ask for a certified. So, but this was a great conversation.
Yeah,
you know, as like we do always, we like to rest our case. And since we are coming up on the holiday season or whatever, we are trying to give y'all as much tips and helpful. Legal tips to go through so y'all can have a great and happy and successful holiday with your children, because it is about the children yes. and it comes to that. So what are we resting today, Taria?
Okay, so I love the clip Why Did I Get Married is a great movie for so many reasons. I think we should never put our children in the middle of the adult foolishness, right? And remember, co-parenting, just because you don't like him or her now, you still love your children and put the children first.
I like that.
Stop making your children be your
meal ticket.
Yes.
Sam, we shall rest my case.
I would like to rest my case specifically out there to the fathers. Dads, I want us to start being more proactive in this scenario. Let's stop waiting until stuff hits the fan that we decide, oh, we may need an order, or, you know, we kind of have been back and forth arguing about possession and access, but now we're at our wits' end and it's the final hour, and now we want to do something. Start being proactive and start that early on about getting your orders in place and really reading your orders and being proactive. Don't just let someone dictate to you when you can see your kid.
I agree. And definitely to piggyback on that, the system is for both sides. So yeah. please stop saying that the system is only for the mother. It's not. The system is really for both parents, because in the state of Texas, I don't know about anybody else, but in the state of Texas, they do believe in joint managing conservatorship, i.e. joint custody. Both parents, Texas is big on both parents being in the children's life. So fathers, yes, be proactive. You have the same enforcement rights as the mother does.
Yep.
So utilize it. If she's not letting you see your child, utilize that. Don't sit back and be like, oh, I'll be all right. Or you let years go by and your child resents you because you didn't fail to be proactive in enforcing your rights, because you have the same rights as she does. So definitely do that.
And I just want to say this. I want to add this, is that for some reason there's this misconception that the first, third, and fifth, the parent who has a first, third, and fifth gets all this less time than the parent who the child lives with. But if you actually were to do the math, look it down, and remove the time that the child is actually in school, it's about a 49-51 split. So it's not as uneven as people may think when you actually go down and you do the numbers and you mark actual quality time that you're with your child, not just, okay, the child, I get the child all week, but the child's in school
8 to 3
from 8 yeah. to 3 o'clock. So nobody's really with the child. Okay. The teacher's with the child. So just remember that at least in a standard possession order. So don't always think that it's just this insurmountable time that this other parent is getting.
Well, and I would say with the orders, oh, I've learned a lot today, guys. With the orders, we spoke a lot about custody, but I think what I would tell Joe, Sue, Grace, and Dante is that focus on child support as well, because I know a lot of times I will get phone calls about I gave her money for diapers, or I bought clothes for the kids, and that she won't let me see my child.
Yeah.
Versus when you're dealing the order about just custody, go ahead and really, you know, let them do the calculations for how much you get for child support. So it's all lined up.
Well, it's done together. If you go to the Attorney General's office, okay, they do custody and child support together. And when they modify, the Attorney General's office is not going to modify. Usually they're not going to modify one without the other. They're going to modify both together. So they tried
even
to.
If you're
however,
pro se, will it-
the OAG, I have to get this off my chest, okay? The OAG does not care about your possession access order in the sense they're going to give you that standard possession order. Okay, so they don't represent you. They represent the state of Texas, and they care about the child support. They don't care about the possession and access. So if you go in there and you say, I don't want a standard possession order, I want more than the first, third, and fifth, you ain't going to get it in child support.
They're going to tell you to go find you an attorney.
They're going to tell you to go get an attorney. So don't go in there just signing stuff knowing that you don't agree to it. You do not have to agree to what the OAG says, okay? They don't represent either party, really. They just represent the interests of the child support for the custodial parent. That's it. They do not represent her. They're not her lawyer forever and ever.
So we good? We done walked down the aisle. We done rested the case.
We walked down that lovely golden street. We've talked about custody, possession, and access. We've talked about orders from the OAG, actually, aka Office of Attorney General. We also talked about child support, how even if you're $50,000 in the rears, you can still see your kid for Christmas.
Good news.
Yay.
Merry Christmas.
I feel like I won.
Well, as always, great discussion. Everybody, enjoy your holidays. Happy holidays. Have fun. Be safe. No drinking and driving. All that fun stuff. And you can catch us on... we're on, I don't know if we said it before, on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube. You can follow us on Twitter at NFQPod, on Facebook at No Further Questions, and on Instagram at No Further Q. And you can follow me, your girl, Brandy, at Brand_Janae on Instagram.
Follow me at Simply Being T on Instagram.
And Sam, are we following you today?
No.
But again, y'all have a happy holidays and be safe. And we'll catch y'all next time.